All right, we are here for the class number two of So You're Afraid of the Devil and Worried About the End Times, or another way of saying it is, we've used several titles, I can't remember both of them. So last class we went through sort of an outline to just give you an idea of, you know, how we're going to proceed and whatever. This particular class tonight and some of the others, I'm going to need your participation. So when I call upon you, I want you to, you know, let me put it this way. In some cases tonight, it might be good if, let's say you're watching this on your laptop or your desktop, if you have an iPad or a phone, that you could look something up real fast on YouTube. No, not YouTube. Just Google it and then go to the images part and pull out an image for me. It will let me know that you are participating. And then if you have something, then I'll say, anybody got a picture or whatever, and then you can open up your video and shove your picture in front so you don't have to show your face if you don't want to. All right. Let's see. So the section of our outline that we're in right now is the devil-not-so-tough or scary. And the subtitle under that, which is pretty much what we're going to be dealing with tonight, and for those of you watching this, it's I hope my green eyes are showing up. Oh, that's right, I have blue eyes. It's called Wrong Perceptions About the Devil. Okay. Now, I'm serious. I want you to be with me in the process, and I want you to be with me in the examining if the things that I'm going to be sharing are true, or at least opening your mind to say, huh, well, let's look at it. Let's consider that, okay? So the first part of this is, again, the wrong perceptions about the devil. And most people picture the devil and demons in terms of one of several different ways. And those ways are not really particularly the Bible ways. And yet they are generally accepted and thought of. And to me, I started thinking about this, and this is actually the thought process as I was going. I went, you know, the idea that we have is that we have this perception of the devil, how scary he is, and I thought, well, where did we get all this from? And here's where I may need somebody to, and don't depend on everybody else to do it. While I'm talking, if you can look up, just Google Dante's Inferno and see if you can get a picture for us. So that's one of the first places that I can think of that I go back and go, you know, we got a lot of our scary pictures and everything from Dante's Inferno and hell and the way that it looked and the way demons looked and the way the devil looked and it goes all the way back and Dante's Inferno wasn't the only picture or pictures painted along that line. There were plenty of painters in the Renaissance era that gave us, if you will, scary pictures. So I'm going to ask anybody, if you right now, to go ahead and just unmute and uncover your video and show us your picture. Just stick that picture right up close to where your camera is. And I'll be waiting. See how patient I am? There we go. What do we got? Over just a little bit more to your... Oh, okay.
We can't see.
Yeah. We couldn't see it, Dennis. Something happened. Ah, there it is. There it is. Yes. And that's just one of a bunch of them. And there's also been modern day versions of Dante's Inferno that were made into movies and stuff like that. And and I don't know if when you were a kid, if you ever watched any of that stuff. Oh, here comes some more. Yeah. Yeah. Got to have the horns there and the bat wings and all this. I'm sorry. I know. I'm supposed to be scared. I'm going to have to do something about that right there. There's another one. Okay. Ooh, yeah. That one's scary right there. All right. Thank you, Dennis. I'm going to just see if anyone else has a particular picture that you would like to throw up there. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Okay. And we've got the three crosses back behind it, too. Okay, anybody else got another one? Just jump in if you do. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I can't quite see it. Over, go to your right with your... Keep going. Okay. You're now on the screen, but I'm not sure why. There looks like a white line between your picture, but I see the picture in halves. Okay. Okay, you're scaring me, Emmy, with that picture. Thank you. Okay. You know, there were all of these, and these were famous painters, and they were really good painters and stuff like that. And they were supposedly, you know, in many cases, supposedly godly men. And I'm sure that, and no offense against the Catholic Church, but I'm sure at the time the Catholic Church was really big on maybe scaring people to go after the Lord or, you know, or not sin or whatever. And so, you know, those images, you know, would just, as it were, flash before us of, well, this is what it's going to look like. I mean, nobody, you know, let me just say it like this. You can disagree with this. Nobody's been to hell and back, you know, as far as just a human being. So nobody knew, you know, what it was like or had seen it or whatever. And personally, I'm not interested or whatever. I know that people... okay, here's another one. Okay. Yeah, we got... Now we're getting the big picture there. Okay, good. All right. So, what? Okay, you will have to forgive us. We are doing a completely different thing here for right now. Okay, no more pictures for a little while. Well, I'll need you in just a minute. And we'll have a new set of pictures. But we're trying something new tonight. And it'll supposedly work for you better later on. But it's causing us to have to do a little shuffling and fixing and stuff like that. And I know that you don't mind. Okay, so, you know, one of the things that that is very common and it's even taught is that hell is the devil's domain and he's the king of hell and he's going to, you know, rule over everybody, and he'll be down there doing the tormenting. Well, you need to check out what the Bible has to say about that, because, you know, it's not true. But that's a lot of people just see that as being the situation. All right. So the second example that I have is scary movies. scary movies that would present Satan, or scary movies that would present demons, or scary movies that would present monsters that were Satan-like, you know, maybe the horns and all that kind of stuff. And all of that filters in, and then that our perceptions start thinking that that's the way it is. In fact, I think I've got one for you here. I don't know if you can see this, but well, there's a glare, but there. Can y'all see that? Anybody tell me if you can see it. Maybe I should put it up here. That's what I look like.
He needs to go to the dentist.
So if I put it right there, then it looks like that head's on my shoulders. We're getting comments coming in. Okay, one more that I had too.
It's been gorgeous.
It's the best I've looked in a long time. Okay, here's another one. This is probably the most common. Oh, let me get it up there. This glare is just wonderment, isn't it? Ah, and what you see is the red tail, the horns, the bat wings, and he's all red and whatever. I don't know that he's red at all. I mean, the closest we come to that is the great red dragon in the book of Revelation, and that ain't no dragon. But, okay, so if you consider these horror movies and all this kind of stuff, I mean, you know, there are people that really believe, you know, they're scared all the time. They're scared of the dark. They're scared of this. There's that. Well, that's okay. But partially people are scared is because they think that, you know, monsters, the way that they've seen it in movies, are real, or maybe they don't believe they're real, but that's what they're thinking about when they're going out in the dark or something. And there are plenty of movies who have depicted the enemy as that scary thing. I mean, well, let me do this. Let me ask you for your help again, okay? You don't have to look up anything. Just tell me if you've heard of, or you've ever, there's any monster, whatever, that you've heard of that you think would be scary to most people. Anybody, just open up your audio and tell me.
Godzilla?
Yeah. Okay, well, right now he's supposedly going to be fighting King Kong soon. So, anyway, who else?
Chupacabra.
There you go. Yeah, that's a real believable one that people believe that there's this goat-type thing that is killing people and stuff like that. Anybody else?
Zombies are really good.
Okay, zombies, that's a good one. Zombies. What?
Walking Dead.
Yeah. Is that what someone else said? Okay, yeah. And was that you, Steve? Did you have another one? Is Steve on here? Okay.
Oh, I said aliens.
Aliens.
That's Isaac.
Yeah, or that movie Alien. I mean, you know, the one where she gets up close to it and he's got all this junk hanging down, all these teeth and stuff. And I love it when he's laying on the hospital bed and the thing pops out like this, and looks around, pew, takes off. Anyway, I laugh at those kind of things, but that scares the fool out of some people. And so we may not intentionally bridge that gap. We may not intentionally bridge the gap of monsters and Satan, but trust me, when it comes to the unknown, then we do bridge that. We think that the devil is like these monsters. In fact, I wrote down a thing I said when I was going to ask you about names. I wrote down this: give me the names of a few of the creatures from horror movies that you thought were terrifying and were really glad that at the end of the movie, when all hope of finding a way to defeat it, they finally stopped it. Okay. So, and then I said, picture in your mind the attributes in terms of looks, power, that seem most ominous and scary about that creature. Okay, anybody have a thought of that? Looks, we've already dealt with looks, actually. Powers that we think the devil has. Powers that these monsters have, or the powers that the that are portrayed sometimes in movies and stuff about the devil. Well, let me just throw some out. I mean, I hadn't even thought about this, but because I was going to get you to answer it. But some people think the devil can read your mind. What else?
Well, if we're referring to like other monsters that we've just discussed, the thing about UFOs is that they can abduct you in the middle of the night out of your car or out of your bed. And I was also thinking about poltergeist type of things. And that's scary because like things start flying around the room and doors slam on you and stuff like that. And that's super creepy. So,
right. And, you know, we have, and we'll deal with some of this when we get into the Bible, which will be good. There is a little bit of this stuff, but let me just say this. There is some of this. But when we get in there, what we're going to find is that it's not as powerful as we thought. That we know the stories, but we never checked out certain things in a true way. We could quote the story to us, but our quote has not settled an issue of our fear of the enemy in this way. And the Bible will deal with that when we look at that in a proper way. Okay. Okay. Well, we're already going long from here. So I just wrote, sadly, horror movies have molded our perception of Satan as if he is this alien creature that wreaks havoc and can't be stopped. And, again, I go back to something that Dennis shared with me, which is perfectly along what the Lord's been sharing with me. And we will see some very practical things, not only that it says about him or says what he has or doesn't have, but we'll also see examples of where that, you know, where those things are. Whatever, what, you know, because the whole point of this is to show that it's not so scary. Satan is not as scary as we think. And as I shared in the outline in part two, we will deal with the one thing that I believe is scary, and it's nothing like what people think. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to end with this little statement then. And thank you guys for, you know, your comments and pictures. Was great. All right. Fear of the devil. The main fear people have about the devil is he is vicious, unrelenting, and will destroy everything we own and love because we don't have any power against the evil forces that are with him and the powers which he has at his disposal. And of course, we say, well, we have Jesus. So that somehow allows us to continue to believe these great, big, blustery things about the devil while being kind of okay, but really I want to make sure I walk a good line or something or he'll get me, instead of realizing what he does have and what he doesn't have. And yes, walk with Jesus. But at least you'll understand, well, this thing is not, you know, we'll get into scriptures that'll just go, okay, it obliterates all of that. All right. And did I finish reading this? I don't know. Yeah, I did. All right. So let's pray. And next time we're going to get into some general facts. And I told you that we would. And they are general facts that are that just I think most of us will know a certain portion of this next class. But it's really necessary to lay this groundwork. OK. All right. General facts about the devil from the beginning. Father, thank you and lead us. Lord, this isn't about the devil ultimately, but it certainly is about knowing what you say he is, what you, the power that you say he has or doesn't have. It's about seeing him from a biblical point of view instead of a Renaissance or a horror movie point of view. It's finding the truth and being able to stand with you, Jesus, on both sides of the alley, meaning with you and your power, but also recognizing that the foe that we have, that we call the enemy, isn't as our perceptions have perceived him to be. We ask you to prove it in the Word of God and lead us into this. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, short but sweet. Thank you for the participation and for being on tonight. God bless you guys. I'll get with you later. Bye.